Hi, I'm Kate.
I'm Julia.
And we're the Petchy Sisters, and this is Story Tap, where normally our brothers will try to tap the potential of a story.
But in this very special episode, we will pitch the third installment of the Mamma Mia franchise, Mamma Thria. It's a rich man's world starring Hugh Jackman.
Full disclosure, we're really breaking form here. I feel like normally Alec and Eric come in and they're starting from scratch and they're doing this as a creative exercise and they're really trying to pitch fresh ideas that they have not considered before.
This has been in development for like several years.
Many years.
Yeah.
We're putting it out there in the world.
It's going to be on the silver screen.
And this is very much, yeah, this is not a creative exercise by any stretch of the imagination. This is an actual pitch. We are trying to get this in the hands of someone who can make this happen.
Hugh Jackman.
This is for you.
Amen.
A Jackman.
A woman.
A Jackman sounds bad. All right. Are we in it?
Yeah.
I'm just asking. Do we get started? Julie, where do we even begin? Should we give a little background on Mamma Thria?
So we decided that there must be... Now we have Mamma Tua, but that doesn't work.
Yeah.
We already have Mamma
Tua. We already have a Mamma Tua.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if we...
Tua Thria.
But we didn't start with a title, Mamma Thria. Like, this
no,
is...
No, but okay. It just developed.
Maybe just a little bit of context for all you regular listeners out there. If you haven't started... If you haven't gathered...
Hi, Mom.
This is not a regular episode. Yeah, hi, Mom.
Mommy.
In that, not only are we not Alec and Eric...
Not...
We are also not observing the rules that have been laid out.
And I'm a woman.
Girls can podcast too.
I am a woman.
Yeah. STEM. But they don't just have to talk about murder.
Oh, yeah. Ain't
so
that the truth?
True, queen.
Yeah.
We can also talk about ABBA and musicals.
Amen.
And men.
Amen.
A woman.
A women.
Julia. Plural.
What's?
A them.
Alright, what is Mamma Thria?
Mamma Mia 3.
Cool.
Mamma Thria. It's
a
rich man's
world.
Guess what the opening song is?
Baby Got Back.
Thong song. But the Glee version, okay?
Oh,
and then... Oh, that was not a tune.
She farted.
No, I farted. That was my sweaty leg being dragged across some fabric.
Okay.
Mamma Thria featuring Wet Leg.
Baby Got Back featuring Wet Leg.
Honestly, that sounds like a great track.
Sorry, I have a friend who just went to the ER to get some tests done to figure out why she was burping so much. They came back inconclusive, obviously. Sorry, I'm going to start talking now.
So, whereas maybe Alec and Eric do not premeditate what is going to happen in these episodes, Julia and I have given this quite a bit of consideration.
Premeditated heavily.
Like murder.
Oh no, we can't only talk about murder. So,
Oh my gosh.
You have set women back like a decade just in these 2 minutes.
You're welcome.
I feel the need, first of all, to say I'm not exactly sure where the most basic element of Mamma Thria first originated. I feel like I have three memories of where it came from.
I saw a tweet that said like, or something. Or did we just say that I can't believe Hugh Jackman's
not
Mamma Mia?
I have a memory. This is like an exercise in inventing your own memories because I have a memory of coming up with it myself. I have a memory of you coming up with it.
Yeah.
I have a memory of my friend Harriet coming up with it. And I have a memory of it being like a tweet or something. And
I
so
think
if
it
this is from
a
your tweet, we owe you a lot and we will not compensate you.
I would give you like $5.
You're invited to the premiere.
Yeah, you can kiss
Hugh Jackman on
the lips.
And actually, if you want to be a writer, you can kiss Hugh Jackman on the lips. Spoiler alert, Hugh Jackman's going to be
Oh, no, that's what I said. I think how it started was we were like, I can't believe Hugh Jackman's not in Mamma Mia. All he wants to do is sing.
Question of our age, why isn't Hugh Jackman in the Mamma Mia universe? We are providing
the MCU.
Wow.
The MMCU.
The MMCU. Okay, maybe that's it. Maybe somebody said Hugh Jackman should be in it, and then we came up with the idea that Mamma Mia 3, henceforth referred to as Mamma
Thria,
centers around Harry Colin Firth.
Colin Firth
is getting married. Congratulations. Mazel.
Even
the
more
the first gay wedding in cinematic history.
Good for us.
Woo!
By the way,
it's about time.
Julia, who will Harry be marrying? I want to marry Harry.
I want to marry Harry. And
but
you know
can't.
Who else does? Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. What a beautiful
bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. That's right.
And then, oh, snaps for Hugh Jackman.
Bada bing, bada boom.
And then we decided, well, that can't just be the only states. And then we were like, oh, I don't know how this came up. I'm just kind of spitballing here. I'm making stuff up. Anyway, Sophie is having a very hard time of keeping with the inn. Oh, also, just to set the ground rules.
Yeah.
In Mamma Mia 1, they well established that Donna's mother is dead.
Dead.
And then
and
Cher,
Catholic.
And Catholic. And a nun or something. And then, like, she pops up in Mamma Mia 2 as Cher, the showgirl from Vegas. Yeah. So we're going by those rules where, like, we can just literally say whatever we want and it will be true. We're retconning.
I'm not even interested in retconning because I feel like if you retcon, you explain why things are different.
Yeah,
I'm not interested in even explaining why.
Yeah.
Like, we're blatantly contradicting ourselves.
More like the sitcom has been on for so long that you just do stuff. And it's like, well, what about that thing you said 5 years ago? And the writer's just like, let's just not address that.
Yeah.
I can't overstress how not interested I am in continuity.
And so...
Respect.
Is Meryl Streep dead? That's up to her. That's Meryl's choice.
But she's not like it was super important in this movie. Like she'd
no,
just
we just
also
want her.
Be there.
I just hope she wants to come because
I would love
for her
to
participate.
Meryl.
I think she should be dead though.
No. Okay, if Meryl Streep is not interested, if she's busy, if she has other things to do, we understand.
Yeah,
she's invited
she's
to the
dead.
Rap party. She can be Jesus again. That's
yeah, we
totally
love
fine.
Meryl Streep
we'll work
Jesus.
That in. But if she does want to participate, we have decided that she will be in it.
That's on her terms.
And we will continuously refer to her being back. But we will not say from what or from where. We will not acknowledge that she was supposed
back.
To be dead.
And so we...
She's just like, everyone's going to be like, I'm so glad you're back.
Remember in the first movie when the friends appear on the dock and they're like, ah! So that's what Donna's going to do.
But
we're
in a clamshell.
Yes.
Like, is
like
it Bonicelli's?
Venus.
Is it Botticelli's Birth of Venus?
Birth of Venus. Because remember in the first movie when it goes slow motion and they go, it's Aphrodite.
I do not.
I feel like we're getting off track. We haven't given them the hook yet.
That's true.
Julia, as quickly as you can. Mamma Mia 3. It's a rich man's world. We open up. Sophie is really stressed. She's running the inn. She has a child, as per the second movie.
Mm-hmm.
She's stressed out. She's just got a monetary offer to buy the island because some
or
strange...
Like that.
No, yeah.
Okay, that.
Just
okay.
strange businessman, disembodied businessman, mm-hmm. really wants it. He says it's the perfect island for his new resort.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, oh, I work all night, I work all day, I pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? So true. But she gets his job offer. No, I keep saying job offer. She gets a monetary offer to buy the island, and she's really tempted. She has this kid. It's the kid's, like, first years of school, probably.
Yeah. She's got to start saving up for college.
Gotta start saving up for college.
But it's her mom's inn.
It's her mom's inn, and she says...
And her mom may or may not be dead.
Donna wouldn't want us to sell it. It's got... So she responds to the anonymous business call and says, it must stay in the family, I think.
Yeah.
I work all night, I work all day. And then we keep getting shots of
that's
her. She's,
too bad.
She's scrubbing the ground, the dirty old ground, and grease on the floor. Oh,
the grease on the floor?
The grease. She's scrubbing the floor. It's horrible.
Oh, I hate it so much. Wow.
So she cuts back. We're still singing money, money, money. It's a rich man's world. And as dang we're it. Singing about these disembodied rich people, a private jet flies over their heads. And they're like, oh, that's crazy. But uh-oh, we're cutting back and forth, showing the disparity of wealth, the generational wealth gap in not America, but in Greece. And it is also bad. What's a Grecian earn? Not enough.
In this economy, nothing
in
but austerity measures.
So we're cutting back and forth. We see feet. They're going down. We're cutting back and forth to Sophie. Uh-oh. Going down. We pan up from the rich man's feet. We can tell because he's wearing expensive shoes.
Yeah, those are some fancy shoes.
Mm-hmm. Gucci loafers.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Gay shoes?
We pan up. We pan up. Money, money, money. Ha ha. Must be funny. Uh-oh. Oh. It's a rich man. He rips off his sunglasses. Robert Downey Jr. Boom.
World.
Thank you.
The end.
And that's okay. The film. Thank you so much for tuning in.
So Robert Downey Jr. wants to buy the hotel, but she says she's keeping it in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, I need an inn. I need to decide how I can get into this family. And he hears...
And he's charming as all hell.
Oh, yeah, he's charming. He hears there's a wedding.
A wedding?
A wedding? A royal wedding. And he's so excited. Where was I? Sorry, I had to fix the microphone.
A wedding?
A wedding. Yes, and he decides, oh, who's getting married? Oh, why, 1/3 of the father of the owner of the island, of course.
So would you say part of the family?
So you would say part of the family is unwed as of now. Robert Downey Jr. must seduce Harry and steal him away, abscond him, in fact. Cloister? No, abscond is not right at all. Cloister's good. Cloister's good, though. Takes him away and hides him from
He's going to siphon Harry away.
He's going to siphon Harry away from Hugh Jackman, so sadly. And the entire premise is that he's very, very suave, very cunning. He's, wow, he's hot. And he's really good at this. Is he gay? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think he's gay.
I mean, like...
But we'll get...
We'll
leave it ambiguous.
We'll dissect that.
Yeah, we'll dissect that at the end.
His whole, you know what he's attracted to?
Money.
Money.
And so he just goes off on this whole seduction thing. We also have a playlist we'll be referring to.
Oh yeah, we're going to have to, I think the first half of this is going to be sort of getting the bare bones of the plot set. And then we're going to be filling in the gaps. And it's going to be, that's going to be the real exciting time is when we start to fill you in on where some of these songs go.
Mm-hmm. Also, this movie relies so heavily on... nostalgia, there's gonna be a lot of repeat songs.
Well, as was the case in the second
movie. Exactly.
There's only so many ABBA songs.
I know.
But there are some new ABBA songs. Not necessarily right now, but I would really love to explore Colin Firth and Hugh Jackman's relationship bit more so we can kind of see how like devious it is of Robert Downey Jr. to try to break them up.
They're literally in love.
They are so loved. Oh, okay. One of the ideas. I think that Hugh Jackman should be a retired professional footballer.
Ooh! A football fan.
Mm-mm.
And your name is Harry.
I think that they should be like, their romance doesn't make any sense because one thing we know for sure about Harry is he is not a football fan.
Not a football fan.
Yes, he is.
No, she
How
says
How dull it seems.
No, she says a football fan and he's like, he makes a big like, no kind
about
of face.
That.
And so that's why it's so crazy that they're together.
So was he like managing his football team or something?
Maybe he had to consult. No, he's, I don't want him to consult. I don't know. They met at a bar.
Yeah. Oh, we have a song for their meeting. You want to hear how they met?
Yes.
So.
I forget.
The day before you came. ABBA song. New ABBA song. Not one of the old ones you know and love, sadly. But the day before.
No, not sadly. We're going to have plenty.
Oh, no. I know. But this
of the ones you know and love.
So true.
But ABBA very kindly provided new songs for us to use.
How did they meet? Oh, this is still an older song.
Oh, yeah. Just kidding.
Yeah. Just not one of the ones from the old movies.
I doxed myself again.
You're an idiot. Anyway, they start singing The Day Before You Came. They're recounting and they're like, oh my gosh, we want to get married very soon. I think it might be a spur of the moment thing, honestly, for them. But they love each other so much.
Yeah, they haven't known each other that long.
Yeah, but they just love each other so much. And Sophie's like, tell me, Dad, how
Wait.
Did you meet new Dad?
Okay, I misunderstood this. And I actually feel like I might have a...
That's what the fourth movie is about. It's having four dads. But we'll get back to that.
Papa Mia. Quattro Mia.
It writes itself. No, okay. You finish this, and then okay. I feel like I might actually have a suggestion for this song that might actually contribute... to
okay so we open up and they're recounting
I think it's really important to say most like almost this entire soundtrack is going to be Hugh Jackman.
I love him. He just wants to sing
he's a great singer.
Also
everyone else is vibing and having a great time, but it's like we're going to heavily
Pierce Brosnan is also allowed to sing on whatever he wants.
Oh, yeah. He can just hop into a track and then go.
Yeah.
When you're gone.
When you're gone. How can I even try to go on?
I love how much he loves his wife.
Yeah.
He loves his wife. Real life.
Oh, really?
Anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about him.
Like, it's just, honestly, it's great. There's, like, pictures of them just sort of swimming in the ocean on a yacht. Aww. Off the back.
In Greece.
And he's just, yeah, probably. And he's just, like, staring at her.
Aww.
Like, he's still in the water, and she's getting out, and he's just looking straight at her
Googling
butt.
I'm that.
It's funny. It's adorable, really.
Okay, Julia, continue on how they met and which song is playing, and then I'm Googling Pierce Brosnan looking at his wife.
The day before you came is they're recounting the day they met each other, because it's Harry talking about his everyday life. I must have left my house at 8, because I always do. My train, I'm certain, left the station.
I think
just
you're overdoing the cheek thing. It sounds like he's got, like, cotton balls.
Yeah, or, like, you're trying to do Droopy Dog.
No, but it works for Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, with Pierce Brosnan, it's, like, shockingly necessary. Yeah. But
when you're gone. When you're gone.
But with Colin Firth, I think you need to, like, it's a little.
Because I.
It's more of, like, a drag than, like, a
pull.
Oh,
that's
you know.
I must have left my house at 8, because I always do.
That's really good.
My train, I'm certain, left the station just when it was due. And we're having montage shots of his everyday life in... He's in London, right?
Yeah.
In London.
But he's
an
international man of business, so he could be anywhere. And we're seeing him signing contracts and, like...
People pointing wagging
yeah,
their fingers at him.
Yeah, there's some finger wagging, and he's like, I gotta go, man. I can't stay because I have to be in Tokyo.
And then we're going to cut back to Hugh Jackman's point of view, and he goes, I'm trying to get the voice.
You can do it.
He doesn't smoke. We're going to cut that.
I must have opened... Wait. Must have opened my front door at 8 o'clock or so. And stopped along the way to buy some Chinese food to go.
You sound like you're playing a ghost.
Ooh. Ooh. Write that down. Ghost?
The latest one. Oh, there will not... There's not, I think, an episode... I can't do the words.
You can do it.
There's not, I think, a single episode of Dallas that I haven't seen.
Wow, shout out to Dallas.
Shout out to Dallas. D-Town.
Great city and show.
But, you know, that's how we're incorporating some songs. The day before he came. Along the way... We realized that Robert Downey Jr. is trying to seduce he's trying to seduce Harry, Colin Firth.
Yes, because as we've established, he would love to purchase this hotel for himself. And despite her conflict, Sophie has decided that she just can't let it out of the family. However, the hotel has fallen on some hard times recently.
Of course.
And so Harry,
you know, the recession.
One third of her dad has really helped out. And at
with
this
his
point,
money.
He's maybe a majority owner of this property. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably what we're settling on.
And remember, we decided we wanted to keep the business in the family.
Yeah.
How else are we going to keep it in the family? Wait. How does Robert Downey Jr. get into the family?
The unwed. Well, well, well. What do we have here? Oh, so here. Actually, this is a good point. This is a good place for me to put my note on the day before, what's it called? The day before?
The day before you came.
The day before you came. Is, I think it could be a conflict song. Like, it could be him reminiscing. It could be them reminiscing mm-hmm. about meeting each other. But then it also could, Robert Downey Jr. could sneak his way into the song.
I was thinking about that.
And so, like, the day before you came, and it was happy. But then it's, like, the day before you came.
The
everything
day before
was,
you came.
Yeah, exactly. It's got, we've got some Hugh Jackman, like cursing your name mm-hmm. and it's like mm-hmm. it must have just been a normal day and I didn't know.
But Harry just loves Hugh Jackman so much that like he's kind of oblivious that Robert Downey Jr. I think is trying to seduce him. I don't think he really knows that's what's happening, but I think Hugh Jackman knows and he says, I'm not into that, and he's so sad that Harry is so into this. And then near the end, the crux of their relationship comes with Hey Hey Helen, which
Hey Hey Helen, okay, so if the movie hinges on anything other than Robert Downey Jr. getting off of a private jet mm-hmm. to the song It's a Rich Man's World,
so good.
It almost equally hinges on Hey, Hey, Harry. Harry. Sung by none other than Hugh Jackman.
And this is him. It's his Winner Takes It All.
I was gonna say, I very, very much picture it like Winner Takes It All. We are
so
on a cliff.
Should it be on the same cliff?
Yes,
I think it's on the same cliff.
Maybe wearing scarves.
Oh, because he's gay.
Yes, gay.
Yes.
He can't just be wearing a normal scarf. We gotta get a really good costume.
And I picture, sort of in the same way as Pierce Brosnan just sort of stands there throughout Winter Takes It All and just like makes faces. I really picture it very similar. Like he's just there. And he's singing to him the whole time, and there's instrumental bits.
So at last, you're free. Hey, hey, Harry. Now you live on your own. Hey, hey, Harry.
I don't know the words. Okay, so here's... Oh, wow, you just got inspiration.
Sorry, I just remember Tropical Love Land.
Oh, we can come back. We'll get there. Okay, no. So this is my slight pushback to, yes, Colin Firth loves Hugh Jackman so much. Mm-hmm. There's not necessarily... He is not necessarily tempted to stray.
Yeah.
He doesn't... But he is distracted.
Yes, no, he's
distracted and distant.
I mean. Distant.
And it's really because he's trying to finalize his business dealings because he's getting out. He's done with this rat race.
A family man.
He's a family man. Exactly.
A football fan.
Now he is. Now he is. But
only for one man.
What a wild pairing they are. Because, an unlikely pairing. An unlikely match. Because a football
that
fan?
Really works with the day before you came. Because it's contrasting Colin Firth's really businessy morning. And then the third verse, which is what I'm going to give to Hugh Jackman, is the one where he's saying like, I got some Chinese food to go. And he watches Dallas.
Because he's retired.
And he's at home and he's just kind of a free spirit.
And he's kind of lonely.
Free spirits eat Chinese food and watch Dallas.
Yeah, but he's lonely.
He's lonely.
Because... Colin Firth is so busy all the time.
But then they have a business meeting or whatever, and they love each other. Kissy, kissy.
Okay, you're getting ahead of yourself. You're resolving the plot before
even
have a conflict.
I'm saying this is when they met. They're reminiscing on the day that they met.
Oh, that's true. Okay, never mind. Yeah. I am misplacing that song. But no, I think that the main conflict and why we work up to Hugh Jackman singing his Winner Takes
It All
moment.
Oh, that's like the peak.
Hey, hey,
that's
Harry,
the peak at the end.
Is he feels like Colin Firth just isn't in it. You know, like he's not in it as deep as he is. Mm-hmm. And he feels like he cares more about his business than he does about him. And he's just not going to settle for that.
Mm-hmm.
But really, what's been happening is Colin Firth has been trying to get all of his ducks in a row because he's getting out of the rat race. Mm-hmm. And he wants to make sure that the hotel has enough money to sustain it long term.
And he wants to give his husband the best wedding possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the best life possible.
But it's just been a sad miscommunication, and Robert Downey Jr. has just swept in a moment when they feel the least connected that they have since the day they met.
The day before you came.
So I may have missed something because I did get a little distracted by a work task here, but there's like, it's not like Colin Firth and Hugh Jackman are like, definitely split up. But
no,
like, we have reason to believe that they're on the rocks a little bit.
Yeah.
No, that's the crux of their relationship when he thinks that he is, he's like, you know what?
So at last, you're free.
It's classic miscommunication.
Yeah.
Okay,
he's like, we might as well just call it quits.
And Harry is standing there, like Pierce Brosnan, being so sad.
He's so sad.
He says, no.
And he doesn't.
And his RDJ.
But he doesn't say that because he's not allowed to speak during this song.
Oh,
he
just
conveys it with his face.
No lines. Or he can go, I don't know, we're calling him Hugh. At least once. Hugh.
Okay, so does RDJ, how does RDJ, see that rift? Or does he just like come in and he
I think he's hiding in the bushes.
Yeah,
oh, good one.
I think he's hiding in the bushes like a little trickster.
No, also RDJ. Okay, so RDJ has been like weaseling his way into this along the way. Like, it's not like at this moment, this is where he decides to try to make a move. He's been trying to split them up this whole movie.
Yeah, that's his goal.
Okay.
So he's been going up to Colin Firth and being like, man, us rich guys, people don't understand
people
us.
People just don't get us. It's a rich man's world.
It's a rich man's world. And, like, I understand how hard you work to provide for your family and dodge taxes. Just kidding. Colin Firth would never.
He would never. He's a great man. But, and Colin Firth is just kind of like, oh, look, I have a little buddy. But he, does he know? I think he might know that he's trying. And he's just, like, not. He's like,
no,
I'm not.
No, I don't think he's. I think he's, I think he's unaware. Like, he's okay. Really not. If we know Harry's character,
mm-hmm.
he's not very romantically savvy.
That's very
he
true.
He wouldn't realize someone was trying to seduce him. As per Mamma Mia too. Fiance.
Back to the continuity thing. In Mamma Mia 1, they're like, oh, remember rocking, headbanging Harry? And he's like, and he's like, oh, I'm so badass. And then in the second one, he's like,
when you get tired, just throw them away.
He was kind of a weenie.
He's such a weenie. He wears a leather jacket, but even his leather jacket is cropped.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of people who were in Les Mis.
Oh, speaking of.
So does the audience think for even a second that RDJ is going to get away with this?
Oh, absolutely.
No. Oh.
Really?
That's the plot. It's like, you're like, no!
Oh.
So is, like, the twist that, like, Harry, like, as the audience, we're like, no, Harry's falling for him. But
yes.
Harry was just, like, actually excited that
yeah.
he could relate.
Yes.
Him.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like.
And he's kind of like, where did this come from?
That's a really fun bit to pull the rug out from the audience. Yeah. That, like, it's like, oh, a romantic trope. A romantic cliche you've seen a million times. He's going to realize, wait, no, I must turn away. And, like, that's not what's been happening.
Well, and
you've just seen shows like this before.
I mean, we haven't actually gone over this, so I'm just kind of, like, envisioning mm-hmm. it. Like, you know, in the scene in Mamma Mia 1 when they're at church and, like, there's, like, her father's here and they're like, what? And then they're like, and he'll stand up right now or whatever they say. And, like, all three of them stand up and it's like, what's going on? I feel like we could have that sort of, like, you know, someone's like, you're in love with him. And he's like, what? You know, like,
no.
We could have sort of that, like, clarification of the confusion plot.
Okay.
Like, that's in a confrontational sort of scene. And maybe, I don't remember who said it, but somebody said that a good romantic comedy is one that can't be clarified with one conversation. And I don't know, I might be backtracking on my own. Like, rule there, but I kind of feel like it might be someone overheard something, or actually maybe it's just that Robert Downey Jr. has been really carefully planting some, like,
I think
he's pernicious
a mischief boy.
Well, yeah, it's
he, like, leaves out a receipt that says, like, I'm going to sell the hotel, but it was, like, not that.
But do we want to know how he
shut up? She burped.
Do we want to know how Robert Downey Jr. is attempting to seduce Colin Firth?
We do.
Flaunting lyrics. With the song Tropical Loveland by ABBA.
Mm-hmm.
Come to my loveland. Boop, boop, boop. Wander along. Boop, boop, boop. Beautiful. I don't know how it goes as well. Beautiful gardens full of flowers and songs. But then, you know how sometimes we'll cut along? I'm picturing in Lion King 2, where...
In Yupendi.
And it's basically that. He's like, look how lavish and rich I am. And he has and the Greek chorus is kind of, you know, they just serve as a way to further the plot. And they're eating it up.
Yep.
And they're like, look at this amazing rich boy. Ha ha, we love him, whatever. Tropical loveland. Boop, boop, boop. And then you know who else is there? Maybe. You wanted this.
Oh. Okay, so we've been trying to figure out some B-plot stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're very set. We've got a lot of this ironed out, I think, on the Hugh Jackman, Colin Firth, Robert Downey Jr. love triangle. But we're like, well, what's going on with everyone else? And I want some kid who has played Gavroche at some point in time in some country. Oh my gosh, did I tell you guys that I was on a train with two Gavroches?
Deux Gavroches.
That's French.
Double.
For wow, that's Double. Impressive.
No, I was on a train from Edinburgh to London, and there were two kids on there, and they were both wearing sweatshirts that said Gavroche. And I was like, no.
Did they know each other?
Yes, they were traveling together.
Okay, because I had to make sure you didn't just see the same kid twice.
No,
or there was destiny.
They were different kids.
Okay.
They did not look anything alike. But yeah, I guess they were in a touring company, and it was like Gavroche 1 and Gavroche 2.
Aww.
That's so cute.
It was really cute. Okay. They were really sweet. Anyway, either of them could be in it. If you were on a train in August and you were in the touring company of 2022, if you were in the UK touring company of Les Mis,
you can't age.
This is offer only.
We need you.
Either of you, or both of you, I don't care. You're about to explain a B plot that hinges entirely on one of these kids hearing this and accepting this offer.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Awesome. You are also going to be singing. Again, we're doing sort of a cutaway thing where like two different characters are singing this song for different reasons, and Robert Downey Jr. is using it for evil to try to seduce a taken man, and a child is also singing it, and he's like, "Come to my island. It's a great place.
How
I'll be your tour guide.
I'm Gavroche."
Yeah, exactly.
He's trying to convince
it's the Gavroche from in-universe, the fictional work of
Le. I think you could be singing to Sophie.
And he's like,
"You don't want to sell it. This is where we grew up."
And she's like so preoccupied with her hotel things. And he's just like, "You can't even, we live in paradise, you know?" And it's not weird at all that he's singing "Come to my love land" to his mom.
You can give him lyrics like, "Here's two bluebirds. Come to the sunshine, beaches and sand."
Okay, this is Sophie's child.
Yes.
This?
Yeah.
I thought this was
a 5-year-old. Just a random kid. Just some little urchin.
Ooh, it's a tropical love.
Like somebody who emerges like Greek chorus, individual Greek chorus style, and sings.
Oh no, no, oh sorry. No, the Greek chorus is like
they're hanging out with Artie Jones.
It's just ABBA.
No.
No, there's a Greek. There is a Greek chorus
in one.
In
two.
The other ones.
Yeah, you make a point.
They're the citizens.
But ABBA's welcome too. I would love for ABBA to participate.
Oh, they were in the second one. Some of them.
Yeah, they were just the teachers, right? Yeah. In Oxford.
Mm-hmm.
Is she?
Which shout out to my Oxford tour guide who was in that scene. Also, shout out to my Oxford girlies because y'all were the top fans of Mama Thria. This is for y'all.
Yeah, they really backed this project not from day one, because again, this has been going on for years.
So
was it an ABBA person who does the, like, "What a day!"
Was that her? I don't think it was. "What a day!"
Why does she get such a spotlight?
"Now I see everything in a different light! What a day!" Okay.
What a woman.
"Ooh, it's a tropical love land.
Hey them.
And I want to share it with you." So true.
We can just change the lyrics up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do
that
sometimes.
Oh, yeah, we change a lot. They change a lot of lyrics.
The original song is "Hey, Hey, Helen."
Yeah.
And we changed it to "Hey, Hey, Harry."
Yeah.
That is honestly...
You're welcome. That's my magnum opus.
It's so good. And I think as part of this, we should at another time have Julia record the whole song as Hugh Jackman.
Also, if you know Hugh Jackman, you make him listen to this. We need him.
Desperately.
He would love this.
He would, but we
just don't have a connection.
I have a connection.
I was about to say, we know someone who knows someone who knows
Patrick
someone.
Patrick won't.
Oh.
He won't Patrick bother him. Won't. He's too hairy. Right?
What? Who's too
hairy?
Oh,
not too hairy like hair. I meant like he's too much like hairy.
Because I was going to say, Hugh Jackman.
He's like a British businessman.
Hugh Jackman is quite hairy.
I was about to say, I thought he wouldn't reach out to Hugh Jackman because he's too hairy.
No, okay, for context, my boyfriend did gymnastics with Hugh Jackman's son when they were little.
Do we know
little.
His name?
I don't know if it was his son or daughter, but if you know, I think it was the son. If you know Oscar Maximilian Jackman or Ava Elliott Jackman, please DM me on Instagram.
Oh, did you look that up?
Yes, I googled
it. I thought John knew their middle names.
Please DM me on Instagram. Immediately. And then send him this. Send him this right now.
Yeah.
Or at StoryTap Podcast on Twitter.
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm seeing right now is...
Sorry, I just remembered the ending.
Or of the ending.
No, yeah,
I forgot about
the
ending.
Okay. The bachelor party.
Oh, we haven't even.
So we well established that this hinges on nostalgia, reprising old songs. They're gonna have their own bachelor party, like in the Mamma Mia 1, and it's gonna be gimme, gimme, gimme a man after midnight.
And that's
this time.
What's so exciting about this is that we're gonna do a lot of the same songs, which they already did. Mamma Mia 2 takes a lot of songs from Mamma Mia 1, and they're like sort of the same. In some ways, like you have some of the same characters singing songs over, but we're doing a gender swap this time. We're doing "Gimme, Gimme, Gimme"
for the bachelor party, but this time it's two bachelors.
It's two bachelors, so it's extra men.
Oh,
yeah. Extra men. Gimme. Two men after midnight.
And I don't know if we're going to tie him up this time.
I think that was funny, though.
It is kind of funny, but it's
maybe
also...
he gets revenge.
I think if he ties himself up.
Wow. His bachelor party's tying everybody up.
He's
got like a huge, just, like, a huge sport.
At, like, at half speed in like a minor key.
Oh, and then Kate had a really...
Oh, is this the other gender swap?
Yeah.
Okay, so at some point in this...
This is good.
At some point in this, I don't know if it's before Hey, Hey, Harry, or after. Mm-hmm. We have to look at sort of a storyboard.
I thought they were singing to Sophie.
Oh, no, they're singing to Harry. This is a moment.
I thought it was like they were singing to the daughter, or they were singing to the mom. Okay. The first one, but...
No, I like mine better.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
At some point, Harry is very upset. He's distraught because everything is collapsing around him. Mm-hmm. He was just trying to provide for his family and for his new husband. But for whatever reason, he just can't seem to make things work. Julia's so ready. And so his two friends, his co-dads, if
Pierce
you will.
Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan and is it Bill Skarsgård, Alec?
Yeah, it's Bill Skarsgård.
And Bill Skarsgård, they approach him and they see he's very upset. And so they go up to him.
Oh, wait, no, it's Stellan Skarsgård.
Skarsgård.
Yeah, Bill Skarsgård is the youngest Skarsgård.
Is he the Pennywise?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, cool.
And I think he's in the next John Wick movie.
So, Pierce, Sam, right?
Yeah.
Sam and Bill lay a hand on their friend Harry's shoulder and say,
Chiquitita, tell me what's wrong.
Would you want it to be Chiquitito?
Oh, Chiquitito,
tell me what's...
That's so good.
Y'all are the weirdest guy I know.
And then, And remember, they end up together, and Robert Downey Jr., it's his world, and he's like, okay, whatever. I'm still rich. The wedding happened. But you know who flew in for the wedding? Cher.
He's bi?
He might have been lying about the gay thing the whole time.
I think he just was really, like, he just wanted the land. And he was like, I'll kiss a dude.
I think he loved
I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah.
But no homo.
If you don't go over the top with like explaining, mm-hmm. like, but Sarah, you're not
He's
gay.
Just a playboy.
Yeah.
He's just a playboy.
No, I could see it being really funny if like,
it's stronger to say,
meh. He's just a playboy, you know?
He's a playboy. He's kissed a dude before.
He went to college. And then... But remember how we don't care about continuity?
I'm picturing that it's like, but sir, you're straight. Grow up.
It's 2059.
This is about money. I'm only attracted to wealth.
Yeah. Or, you know who else he's attracted to?
Cher.
He and Cher end up in the most loving, happy marriage ever. And I know what you're going to say. She ended up with Señor Cienfuegos in the end of Mamma Mia 2. But we don't care.
Also, what's that guy's name? He's busy. He's got a lot to
do.
He does. Yeah. He could be a ghost, actually.
I'm fine with him being a ghost. I don't want to cut him out of this. He can do whatever he wants. Again, we can just say that they didn't wind up together. Yeah. Because, again, the continuity thing does not bother me in the slightest.
It's like,
we are going to need something with the mom friend.
Yes. I was just thinking that.
The Dynamos.
Yeah.
I think they're taking care of the baby.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, but that's such a woman's role. We can't backtrack like that.
Okay, one.
They're bad at it.
Oh, yeah, that's good. And what's her name?
It's funny.
Stellan Skarsgård takes care of the baby, and they because take his
boat. But he's not a baby.
Child,
oh, yeah,
whatever.
I forgot he's not a baby. But
he's
singing.
He's running off.
And they're like, where'd he go? Where'd he go? Come to my tropical love land. Because remember, she's like, what's her name? The one who was in the Big Bang Theory.
The Martha Mayhew?
Yes. You know, well known for her roles in The Grinch and The Big Bang Theory.
I thought that was the actress's name, and I'm like, that sounds like the name of the dumbest. The Grinch.
It is. And she's like, ew, who wants to take care of a child?
I'd rather run after this wealthy man who just flew on his private jet to this island. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of slapstick humor of her trying to get Robert Downey Jr.'s attention, and he's just, he only has eyes... Cher.
Did we have her end up with Señor Cienfuegos, maybe?
You used me.
I don't think so. He's dead.
We killed him. We made sure of that.
I'm pretty positive we killed him.
I think he's not around. and anybody who asks, you're like, oh, that's a, yeah, he's dead.
Has anyone, okay. hang on. Has anyone said, you used me for land development? That wasn't nice.
That's from SpongeBob.
From SpongeBob. It's a classic.
Wait, which episode is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
I don't
remember season one.
That's when Plankton is like teaching SpongeBob like how to be more assertive.
Oh!
But he's actually driving everyone out of the beach so that Plankton can like bulldoze the beach.
You can have it.
And SpongeBob goes, you used me
for land development.
I get it out.
We'll
fit it in. We'll fit it in. And then the other one, Rosie.
She and Bill, I think, are married now.
Yeah.
I don't want to split them up for the sake of their plotline. Because
they did that in the last
line.
Movie.
Yeah, it's like, she's chased him too much.
Angel eyes.
Yeah, which made you cry. Yeah,
we don't want to talk about that. I was going through a rough time.
That was a comic relief song. And
I cried in the theater. I was going through a lot.
Like, we all cried when Meryl Streep came back.
But I also cried during Angel Eyes and, what is it? What was the other song? At the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. What was it?
That's,
it was
like, actually, that one probably belongs in this one.
Yeah.
Shoot, what is the song?
One of us is crying. One of us is lying in her lonely bed.
She has a lot of vibrato. What?
Would that be his? Who's singing that?
Oh, Hugh Jackman and Harry.
Yeah.
That's
actually,
after
I think we've
Hey, Hey,
said
Helen.
This before.
That's after Hey, Hey, Helen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They run away.
One of us is crying. One of us is lying.
I'm being. I'm
oh,
being
oh, you're Colin Firth.
Yeah, yeah. You're.
In his lonely bed.
That was really good.
Staring at the ceiling.
I'm not as good at the Hugh Jackman as you.
Somewhere else instead.
Wow, this is sad.
It's so sad. See, you cried in the theater. It's sad.
Yeah, but in the second one or the first one or whatever it was.
I just really love Mamma Mia.
No, I don't blame you. I don't think that was the moment where most people cried.
No.
No. And Angel Eyes definitely was it. That
no,
was a comic relief song.
That was a comic relief song.
So we still, am putting a pin in what we're doing with Rosie and Bill.
Yeah.
But I want it to be fun. Maybe the two.
They get a song.
Okay,
absolutely.
You know what?
We just
the
know
two
what
of them are uh-huh. watching the kid together.
Trial
and
run.
And what's the other one's name? George. I think we're a little past.
That's the joke.
Short.
Short's Rosie.
What's
tall?
What is her name?
Donna?
No.
I was gonna do the same thing though.
She has Donna
Rosie
energy.
And
I thought tall was.
Does your mother know that you're out?
Yeah, I thought that was
with the boomwhackers. Boop, boop, boop,
it
boop.
Is.
It is.
The What's the character's that? Name?
The Grinch.
It's bothering me.
I'm calling
me.
Her the Grinch. I forgot her name.
Mary who? What was her name?
I already Martha Mayhew.
Martha Mayhew.
No, but
Martha
it's just bothering
Whovier.
Me. I should just know this. I should
it's
know this
Martha
May
Whovier has the best lines.
That mea culpa. That's on me.
Yeah.
What's her?
Don't question me on canon.
Donna law. 2.
Oh, I
no.
saw her one time.
Christine Baranski.
No, Whovier.
It's not Tanya? Oh, Tanya. I thought I said Anya. And I was like,
oh.
No.
Tanya.
Yeah,
it's Tanya.
So Tanya's plot centers around mostly chasing RDJ around the island and mm-hmm. trying to get him to notice her. And he, they're probably at this about the same age, but it would be kind of fun if he was singing, Does Your Mother Know That You're Out to Her? But I don't think that'll work. Does your lover know that you're out?
That works.
Ooh. But she doesn't have a lover, does she?
Well, we
she
could give her one.
We could.
At the end of mm-hmm. two, we bring in the guy who played, I almost said the thirstiest man in the world, the most interesting man in the world.
Is that not Señor Cienfuegos?
No, that was his brother.
Ow!
And so they got together.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's him.
Maybe we just do what they did to Bill and Rosie. And we give them a little tension. And then she's like, you know what? I'm going to chase
I really
RDJ.
Don't think that the... No. But I also don't think that the most interesting man in the world is going to want to do like a long part for this.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. He pops in at the end. She's like, yeah, we broke up. And then he's like,
yeah.
I love you, honey. I don't know what he sounds like.
And then they get in the hunt.
Dos Equis.
They could go... I think that they could abscond. to Monte Carlo with RDJ and Cher if they want.
Yeah, RDJ and Cher like live in Monte Carlo at the end.
Yeah, they like own a casino there and
And then we do thriving. Dancing Queen.
The end. Dance. Not really.
No. Thank goodness, because I was like, well, I'm lost.
Okay.
What do you need to know?
Okay.
How was that hard to follow?
Yeah, I don't understand.
From an outsider perspective, we I feel like we've been very the focus, straightforward. The protagonist is like sort of split between Harry and Sophie. Mm. And Hugh Jackman.
Sophie's mostly the B plot.
I was about to say Sophie has sort of been downgraded.
She,
I think.
Okay, so in the same way that she's trying to
women,
she's
yes,
more like a plot setup.
Yeah, in the same way that in the second movie she's planning like the big reopening of the hotel. I think she's managing the wet like the business side of the wedding. Like,
yeah, setup. And momming,
and she's being a mom.
Yeah,
a mm-hmm.
Okay,
and her deadbeat husband,
ugh, Sky.
So
he's just running around in scuba flip-flops.
Oh, wait, yeah, we forgot to mention. We just completely ignored the fact.
Scuba flip-flops.
Guys, we completely ignored the fact that Robert Downey Jr. and Iron Man's dad are in the same movie.
Whoa!
Yeah!
Oh. MMCU!
Yeah!
Multiverse!
It's just like a weird moment where they walk past each other and he's wearing swim fins and he's like, Robert Jr. They just point at each other and.
Robert Downey Jr.'s dad.
And they just keep walking.
Robert Downey Jr.'s dad.
I am Iron Man's dad.
Howard Stark
Sky.
In Captain America.
In Captain America, not yeah. in the other one.
Not the other guy.
No.
My bad.
Oh, no.
Silver, what's it?
Okay.
No. Silver Fox.
Yeah, the guy from Mad Men played him when he got older.
Yeah, sorry. That's who I was thinking of. I was like, who the hell is he?
Who the hell is he in this?
Yeah. Okay.
Was he in Veep?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Shut up. That guy's got range.
Oh, yeah, he's a great actor. You should watch Mad Men.
He's also in 30 Rock. He played that guy who was, like, running for Congress in his ads where he was a baby.
Okay. So Sophie is like... Oh.
Well, he's welcome, too. I don't know your name, man, but we would love to have you. And then you'd have two Iron Man's dads.
If we found one more Iron Man's dad,
then we could do
Mama Mia!
An Iron Man Mama Mia!
To get the MCU and the MMCU together.
Wow, multiverse.
Into one giant MMMCU. Yeah. CU?
MMMCU? Anyway, we'll figure that out.
That sounds like a bullshit business acronym.
Okay, so the basic outline of the plot. Sophie is stressed out because of her baby and the money and everything it's taking to run the world.
Money,
girls,
money, money.
We run this mother... Girls! And then...
But we're tired and we don't want
RDJ
to.
RDJ flies in and he tries to seduce Harry, who is now the major stakeholder in the business, in the family business, whatever.
Correct.
And so he tries to seduce Harry while Sophie's running around setting up stuff for the wedding, maybe making some little fun, little surprise. I think she plans the bachelor party. I think that'll be her.
Yeah, I like that.
A little fun reprieve for her. And then classic misunderstanding.
Oh, and then we could also, at the bachelor party, maybe do a Sophie song. Like, she's singing a song for her dad, which is not weird at all. Everyone loves to have their daughter at their bachelor party.
Yeah, and tie up their dad at the bachelor party. And then the crux is around, like, hey, Harry. And then maybe
one of us is crying.
I can't do the Hugh Jackman voice right now.
I know, you'll get there.
Okay. I'll get there.
No, keep going with the
Okay,
plot.
And
I'm,
then...
Go with Hey, Harry again, because I think that's where you really...
So at last!
Yeah.
You're free.
Now translate. Shift into...
One of us is...
Oh, you know what I have to do?
You
I
have to
do
project.
Les Mis.
Yep.
I have
yep.
to do Les Mis.
So Sophie has money troubles.
He is strong. Let me die. One of us is crying. One of us is lying in his lonely bed. Staring at the ceiling.
Anyway.
Okay, from an outsider's perspective, the plot, in my view, is...
She was just going through the plot.
I was.
I know. And then she took a
And then
that was really good.
That was really important.
It was remarkable.
We're looping back.
Hey, we're looping back. We're looping back.
I have it written down. Don't worry. And then at the end.
Stop trying to speak over women.
Wow. And then at the end, you were going to do the same thing that the last movie did, where the ending is just going to be like a 20-minute party. It's going to be the wedding. Yeah. It's going to have Dancing Queen. It's going to have all of this stuff.
And I think we've immediately forgiven RDJ. Like, he's now, like, he's having a great time at this wedding, and it's fine.
He's a grampian mom.
Yeah, I would say that the plot resolves well before the end of the movie.
Yeah, by far.
Yeah, the last and then, is just like,
because he's now invited to the wedding.
The rest is just vibes.
And they're going to be drunk when they're filming it, just like the first one.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you gotta watch behind the scenes.
Oh my gosh, they are.
They were drunk the whole time.
That's so funny.
They started drinking really early in the morning, and they were just like
before it takes.
That's why you get Pierce Brosnan having the confidence to go, "When you go, when you go, how can I even try to go?"
Oh, don't stop me now!
Don't stop me
now!
No,
don't shut me down.
Okay.
Am I asleep? I'm fired up. Don't shut me down.
That has. I think that's got Pierce Brosnan written all over it.
Oh, he does need to be a part of that. But I think what's happening is,
I'm pulling up ABBA's discography so that we can remember the things that we've forgotten.
So other ones that I have are like, because I was thinking Sophie, that's her singing, because the words, wait, oh, I think that could be honestly an emotional song. I'm fired up. Don't shut me down. Sky.
Yeah. What a deadbeat.
I think they're happy together.
I hope so. I just feel like he hasn't. Then maybe we need to add that into the movie, because I just feel like normally he's like, well, he's very happy with her the first one. But then he was going all corporate in movie two. So I feel like we got to either highlight that he's a deadbeat, which I don't really mean, or do a little bit of image repair. Maybe Sky doesn't want to sell the hotel. Actually, I like that better. I think Sophie is really seriously considering selling it. And Sky is like, Sophie, you can't. This is your mom's place. This is everything to you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And no. I think Sophie. Okay, just the lyrics. A while ago, I heard the sound of children's laughter. Now it's quiet. So I guess they left the park.
See, so we're going home from the park. I take that one literally. She was at the park, we're leaving.
I think this is her considering selling, maybe.
Okay.
Because that's her inner dialogue. This is her being like, it used to be so happy, and now the children's laughter's gone. I realize I'm cold. The rain begins to pour as I watch the windows on the second floor. The lights are on. It's time to go. Ooh.
Ooh.
I believe it would be fair to say, you look bewildered. And so he's, she's even considering this? Sophie, no.
Yeah, I like this better. I don't want Sky to be like, this makes sense. I think that she should be like, you know what, I'm so conflicted. And he's like, no, this and isn't this true to who you are.
And then,
I'm sorry I called you a deadbeat.
Considering it, she's going, another me, I've been reloaded. Yeah, I'm fired up. Don't shut me down.
You just went back to Hugh Jackman.
Oh, sorry. I was just putting emotion behind it.
Okay. Well, which automatically sounds like Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, duh.
Okay.
I love that.
Okay,
once
I love that.
Once the rooms were witness to our love, but now my mom might be dead. My tent.
TBD. Up to you, Meryl.
Up to you, Meryl. This is all to you.
Okay.
Oh. And I love you still, and so I won't pretend. I have learned to cope, and love and hope is why I am here now. I think Sky could sing that.
Yeah.
And this might be what convinces her.
Yeah.
Wow, that was good. Oh, Bumblebee? You want to put Bumblebee in there?
I don't know Bumblebee.
What has the Bumblebee to do? I want to say dance, but I don't think
that sounds like a song that could be sung at the wedding.
Ooh.
If we're just leaning all the way in and it's like we're giving Hugh Jackman all of the songs that he could ever want, Lay All Your Love on Me is kind of important.
That's going in there. I don't know where, but it's going in there.
I think it's early. I think it's pre Hey Hey Harry.
Oh, do we think that's like just kind of parallel the first movie and it's a little moment?
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
A little moment.
And Sky runs by.
Lay all your love on me. And then Sky, clomp, 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 yeah, exactly. Clomp, clomp, in the flip-flops. I mean, flip-flops.
You missed. You and Eric were having a discussion, and Alec and I were having a discussion, and I called them. Alec rightly called them swimming fins. I called them scuba flip-flops.
Scuba.
So, Sky is just like hanging out in his scuba flip-flops.
Okay, Bumblebee.
Yeah, that's that.
Bumblebee is adorable.
He likes the lilacs
in my garden. I love to watch him fly. He's just a tiny fuzzball, and I wonder how he can fly at all.
Is it just literally about a bee?
It's about a bee.
I love that. ABBA rocks.
Right? A world without him, I'm dread to think what that would be, and imagine my distress. It would be a new kind of loneliness. Love song.
I think she's getting into a character. I don't know who she's channeling.
I just had an idea.
Okay.
I was going to be like, this could also be Sophie singing about the baby.
Yeah.
Growing up, so sad.
But I just think we do a slipping through my fingers moment.
Yeah.
I think that's if Meryl's in.
But also, I think it's Sophie in there.
I think it's
slipping through my fingers.
It was about her the first time, and now she understands it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then she also picks up a picture of her mom if she's dead and is like, I love you, Mom.
And if she's not dead, then Meryl's there. And if Meryl still wants to be dead but only wants to be in like one scene, this is the scene she's in.
Yeah. Okay. There was another one that I just saw. Oh. This one was in Mama Tua, but not to its full potential.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you will know what to do with this. Kisses of Fire.
Kisses of fire, burning, burning. I'm at the point of...
RDJ. 100%. 100% RDJ. 100%.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Kisses of fire, burning, burning. I'm at the point of no returning. This is when he's trying to woo him.
I was about to say, he's like coming on really strong. And it's actually really comical that Colin Firth is just like oblivious.
Yeah.
Because he's being like so overt about it.
And then he could reprise it.
Yeah.
With Cher.
Yep.
Now he means it.
He's not laying it on thick anymore.
Oh my gosh. Horns. And that's when it's love at first sight.
Yep.
It's like, we're just going to basically copy and paste in Yours and Wiggles.
Yep.
They're made for each other. Ugh.
Wow. What a beautiful moment.
That's going to be so good. Fireworks.
Yep. Same thing.
I'm sorry, Cher, you're going to have to dance more.
I was about to say.
She's going
to
be wobbling.
Cher is leaning.
Because she just kind of teeters along.
Yeah. That or she can just do her leaning thing.
Yeah.
But RDJ is like dancing circles around her.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like pirouetting,
so
leaping.
I think she needs to just maybe do some arms. And he's
like a little woodland sprite.
Yeah. He's filled with the
spirit
of youth.
And she's a willow in the middle.
He's just absolutely imbued with the spirit of youth. He's filled with love.
At the fountain of Aphrodite. Did we already say that if Meryl Streep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, like.
It was at the beginning.
I'm glad you're back.
We missed you so much.
Yeah. Like, we just keep saying, I'm so happy you're back. But we just don't say from where.
Mm-hmm.
The grave.
Yeah.
Or, like, Hawaii.
Yeah.
The grave.
Wait, that would actually be really funny, though, if we did want to, like, recon.
Mm-hmm.
Because did they say
retcon.
Right. Did we say the words, Meryl Streep is dead? Did we say Donna is dead? Or just, like, I know you miss her?
I will have to go back and fact check that.
Okay, if we never said the words, even if we did, we'll be like, we had such a hard time on your really long trip to Hawaii that we missed you so much and sang about you a lot.
Yeah, you missed the reopening of the hotel.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I do think they say it. Like, I think Sky says, like, it's been a year since your mom died.
Oh, boo.
Which is a weird thing to say.
Yeah. It's like in Princess Diaries, and she's like, you're still sad about your dad? Jeez, it's been like 3 months.
Anyone from Princess Diaries is welcome in this also.
Oh, yeah. Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Wedding planner.
I bet we could get her.
I
think if we get Hugh Jackman, I bet we could get Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Earlier, you said, speaking of people who are in Les Mis.
Gavroche.
Was that Gavroche?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were maybe bringing
Harry
up, like.
Young Harry was in Les Mis. The movie.
And Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to do Waterloo again?
Ooh. I like Waterloo.
Waterloo's a good sure. song.
As I when it comes to ABBA, it depends entirely on the mood I'm in. I think I love their songs or I hate them because I'm like, this is great. It hits a vibe. Or I'm like on my high horse Mama. Of like artistry, like like film school BS of like, it makes no sense.
Eric, ew.
Yeah. That sounded more like a trumpet. I was about to say that last
time. Your stinky opinions. Oh no, there's like definitely songs that don't fit the plot at all.
Oh no, yeah.
I mean, honestly, I feel like we're paying closer attention to the lyrics
almost definitely
than either of the first two movies did.
What, we could do, what's it called? Why'd It Have to Be Me?
When you get tired, is everything alright?
When you get tired, when you get tired, you throw them away.
I'm not doing a good Hugh right now.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, Harry, when you get tired,
throw no, go back to,
yeah.
Bring him home when you get tired.
You might change the key.
Yeah.
When you get tired.
That was pretty good.
We could also... Y'all know his version of We Three Kings? Oh my gosh, that goes so Ooh. Hard.
Oh man.
We Three Kings of Orient are... Star of Wonder, Star of Night.
That one, I want to like move my arm in sort of a... I don't know what to call this. What would you call this arm motion?
Piratey drinking song.
Yes. How about
a sweeping, like a low sweeping elbow swaying.
What is that word? Does he have a solo in that?
Yeah, they all have a solo.
I think you gotta go find his solo.
Star of night, star with royal beauty light.
Bright.
Still proceeding, guide us to that perfect light.
Is this him?
Is that Gone him? The king of Bethlehem bed.
You know what I'm suddenly very worried about?
Hmm.
I don't think that Hugh Jackman has enough dancing.
That didn't stop Pierce Brosnan.
He's changed in the writers.
He doesn't have enough dancing. I thought you meant experience. And I was like, no. Dancer.
I'm saying he loves to
dance. He's a dancing queen.
He loves to dance. And we've given him kind of like ballady sort of songs.
True.
And I feel like he needs like a nice peppy
number. What do you think the last like 30 minutes of the movie are for?
Oh, good point.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we need to pick a credit song or two. I think there's two in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the first one, it's Waterloo and Super Trooper.
Yeah.
No, in the first one, it's Waterloo. And the second one, it's Super
yeah,
Trooper.
Yeah, that's it.
I do love Super Trooper.
Trooper.
To your crying at Angel Eyes, when I was in Scotland, I would, and that's where I was when Mamma Mia 2 came out.
Oh, we don't have Mamma Mia.
I would
Mia
listen. Yet. Oh, that could go at the end.
Yeah. Mamma Mia.
And it'll be just when everyone was like, Mamma Mia wasn't even in it.
Mamma Mia! Here we go again.
Man, I can't wait to see that little Gavroche kid in his little, like, sequin suit. Man, that's going to be
Aww.
Cute. Okay, so recap. Nah.
What's
your
recap?
No. You guys get it. I'm trying to think of if we're missing anything really important.
And also, we feel strongly about a lot of these plot points, but I need Hugh Jackman to know if he wants to change it. You're the most important part.
Agreed. I'll replace original actors before I can see it on Hugh Jackman. Yeah, Hugh Jackman is just really crucial to the whole thing.
Yeah. I don't know if we can get RDJ as the scariest part. But I feel like he would
do it. Here's the thing. If we can't get RDJ,
mm-hmm.
then I still think his name is Robert Downey Jr. And he's just played by somebody else.
That would be funny.
Maybe a single actor of color in this whole film.
Mm. You raise a good point. Really good point.
Before we go chasing after Anne Hathaway.
Dev Patel is in the movie now.
Can Dev Patel sing?
I bet he can.
Anyone can sing.
Yeah.
We'll auto-tune you.
You know what? I bet Ben Whishaw would do really well in this.
Who's that?
He's white.
Doesn't matter. He's not making a cut.
He's
Oh my god, you know who would love to be in this?
Who?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
True. Oh.
You know what? We already got the whole cast of the film Les Mis. Let's just throw in the Hamilton original cast.
He's the assistant.
Oh my gosh.
That's so powerful.
Yep. Wow. Okay. Wholeheartedly on board.
Yeah.
I
don't think he's allowed to rap though.
No.
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 He'll understand. It's ABBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ABBA. He could definitely be part of the day before you came. Because it's going through a schedule.
Yeah.
And he's like, what else did I do that day? You must have left your house tonight. I don't know. I can't do his voice. Because you always do. I can't do his voice.
It's going so Brooklyn-y.
He speaks like, I don't know how to do it.
I know what you mean.
Hey-ya.
He's got like that nerd rap voice.
Yeah. It's like up here. But it's not Brooklyn.
You're going Newsies.
Brooklyn's here. And the little baby boy is like, thank you for the music.
But he's just, Newsy or whatever.
Thank you for the music. The songs we're singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without him? I ask in all honesty, what would life be? Without a soul. That's kind of like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins. Without a song or a dance, what are we? Oh! I'm sorry, I got a Charlie horse.
Oh! Eric, you normally end an episode with, I think the story is tapped, right?
Yeah. What
this story is far from tapped. There's so much to
you.
Do.
Yeah,
you're the fine. Oh, I was gonna say something that almost said this sounded like a sex thing.
Nope.
You're the only one who could tap that story. Okay, Hugh. I love it's that. All up to you.
You can't do it without
Hugh.
Him.
Hugh. Oh, I love him. And I hear his son is very good at gymnastics. Butter him up.
I've also heard that from the same source.
Has his son ever played Gavroche? Does he want to be in the movie?
How old is his son?
I mean, John's age. It's like 22. So funny.
Okay, Julia. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you'd like to add to this recording session of our official pitch for Mama Thria, which has been like 3 years coming?
That was good.
Thank you.
That was very good. How long have you been sitting on that one?
Just now. I made it up on the spot.
Off the dome. I don't think so. I think we can consider this story. Just consider it.
Take some time.
Really let it sink in.
And tap that.
Ew.
Thanks for listening to this special episode of StoryTap. If you enjoyed, make sure to leave a review wherever you're listening and follow us on Twitter @StoryTapPodcast. Thanks again.